Yisrael work. I said I would write it up, but we didn't have to do it this week. Since the deadline was 2 weeks ago, so a time to do it. Yeah. Remember, Agital said that Zaviyo, even Shalohish Risha, right, if he then goes and he picks it up, he'll still be Chayav for Zaviyo. Right? Chozav a Lokton, he'll be there. I have a kasha from this Gemara on that. And you pick it up yourself.
Okay.
I'll bet it may. Where should we start? Boy Meneh is talking about Yochanan. Chitin Shezoran Bakaka. You have about 15 lines down. Ubechim de tachas on the goal is mahu. Okay, refresh your memory on this thing. We have a machlokes Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon on mukse. Rav Shimon Leslie mukse. But we know two mukses we know about him. Right, that's for sure. He said it clearly. Mukse avonim, he said, has no utility on Shabbos. He also has mukse. The basis of Rav Shimon's denial of Mukse is midi de chozalei. If there's some aspect that's useful to him, he never makse midaite, right? Stones on Shabbos, there is no tzad that is what royulot. That's how it's
bekuk. Well, Rabbi said before hygiene.
I'm sorry. That's mutu for everybody.
Huh?
That's for everybody mutu. For hygiene, everybody's good.
Talking
about a stone that can't be used for hygiene.
Ah, okay.
The hygiene stones were not like you think stones. They were tapered stone. I learned that halacha lemaaseh from the Ethiopians. I mentioned to you when they first started commentary to soil. My son, Dr. Yaakov, was their physician. He was head of Laniano Hospital in Netanya, and they put the first 300 into one hotel, New Orleans Hotel in Netanya. He was assigned as the medical officer. He did more kira v'chok than the medical officer. He was busy fighting the Jewish agency. And I mentioned to you a terrible story. The first lecture given by the Jewish agency to them, they came, right, and they had someone speaking Hebrew and a translator. Right. The first thing she said is, it's your custom to go to mikveh. That's because you were in Ethiopia. It's not a kosher land. It's a trefa land, and therefore you have to go to mikveh. But you're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to go to mikveh. They started off the first lecture to them to uproot any semblance of prumkeit, any sense of religiosity from them.
What year was this?
My son gave the next lecture, right? There, as a doctor, that it's important for hygienic reasons, etc., etc. And he did something, Erev Yom Kippur. He took all the men, he said, it's a mitzvah. Erev Yom Kippur, he says, to go to mikveh and to accept, to follow the Torah.
Well, he gave it.
And he had a bezin of three, and he was toivah like 150, 200, 200 Ethiopians.
What year was this?
Hmm?
What year was this?
1978, 79, I think. See, we were there a few years before that. They had, that group came from Gandra, the first group came from the Puma area of Ethiopia. They had the minig that the Rambam talks about in the Tshuva of Lolavo al Asaf. They had a menstrual hut. They couldn't go into the house during the time they were nida. So that's what the Rambam says. If they have the minig Lolavo al Asaf, you know they're not Jewish, he says. You know that it's from another thing. We don't have that meaning of Shol Lava Galasav.
And they did?
Yeah?
The Ethiopians did?
They had the meaning of Shol Lava Galasav, yeah.
Which is why your son wanted to convert them.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons my Shreel Pasi that they're Goyim.
All of them?
Yeah, of course, all Goyim. He has a wonderful tshuva. He says they're Goyim. He says, but it's a mitzvah to go save them because they're being killed because they're Jews.
That's interesting.
Then we have a chiyuv vatzala for them.
But what about marriage?
Huh?
What about marriage?
That was the problem. That's why he said to them, it's true, he writes, what a big Baruch Hashem that they're Goyim. Otherwise they'd be mamzerim because they had kedushin without gerushin. And no knowledge of gerushin. It's published in a, I published in a yeshiva publication. I went to see their Kohen Gadol in Haifa. I spent 3 nights in his house studying their religion. This was a seven foot man, 93 years old, okay, lying on a couch, right there. And I asked about Gittin there, at my Gittin and about Yibum. That's the key points I want to recover with him. So on Gittin, he says, no, we don't have Gittin. So if the family breaks up, they go away. I say, why didn't you have Gittin? It's in the Torah. It's in the Oraita, as they call it, right? And he answered, I didn't see it in my father's house. His father was the Kohen Gadol, before him, right? I said, how about Yibum? Kids are also mamzerim if you marry a brother's wife. Right. Here he got out of, up on the couch, comes over to me and goes, and begins laughing. What does it mean? To show me he knows what Yibum is. Because if you all come fun of,
right,
she's supposed to split. Right? Then he said the same thing, but I did not see it in my father's house.
Wait, Shrebi, so that's a riot that they're going him? So that's a riot that they're going him? I mean, let's say like, take the Syrians.
There's no reason why they're Jews.
No, because the concept of the Syrians, if you didn't know the Syrian community,
therefore.
It doesn't mean they're not Jewish because they're kofar
it means those who want to do a psa teva to them, like the Jewish agency, and declare them Jewish, says what he's doing is make them own to mamzerim. So the Jewish agency, I dealt with the Jewish agency. They said, well, they don't remarry. If they ever divorce, if they ever separate, no one will marry them. Right? So I had my son Yaakov, he's had 300 Ethiopians. We asked, did a study on 300 Ethiopians. 64% were married second time. Why? They get married at 12, 13. The Chman and son, they're dead at 20. Death rate, schrecklich. Right? And they remarry. Right? So, kedushin they have, a full kedushin. With a ring, with to aid him, with a chuppah, with the whole business. But no git. That's my shvah said. I did them a great tshuva by declaring them goyim. Now they can be nichnas l'kol. You dunk them and they become Jews. You can't take a mamzer and dunk them.
Why can't you just?
Not unless you dunk them the other way around.
You just dunk them.
What?
Why can you?
Huh?
Why can they just do mikvah and that's it?
Why what?
Why is mikvah enough to just do it and that's it?
Yeah, they have that, as far as Kabbalah sol mitzvahs, they're happy with Kabbalah. The first group of Ethiopians, the first few thousand, were performed. I mean, the Baba Choi. I mean, there was no problem with Kabbalah sol mitzvahs with them. Whatever you told them, more than happy. I'm really so.
Is the Jewish agency still allowed to say such things?
Oh, what are you talking about? Those are Sunni Israel Jewish agency. I mean, Lako, they want to make us into a secular nation. Why the hell do they pass this business with the right of return? If your great grandfather was Jewish, you have a right of return.
Well, this is based on the Nazis, no?
Huh?
The thinking was, if Hitler wanted to kill you because you're Jewish, so you're Jewish, so his standard was grandfather.
What's that?
Parent.
Ain't none of them things show a lot. How did they
agree? But that was the rationale, right?
Yeah, how did they make that handkerchief? And my shrill said correctly that the Christian Ethiopians were persecuting the Jewish Ethiopians and killing them. Therefore, it's a mitzvah. So should the Israeli government spend money, which they don't have, to rescue a bunch of goyim? Right? The answer is yes, because they've been killed as Jews. That's, I want you to know, that's Psak at its finest level.
Well, what happens if you have an Israeli chiloni who then marries an Ethiopian girl who came over and was not mekabelet,
right, so
because was put off by Jewish agency?
Kids are all goyim, that's the problem.
And then he wants to be chozer b'tshuva.
Yeah, now we have there are a few Ethiopians rabbis now, right? And those poor fellows are running around doing just that, trying to sell geirus to them. I mean, one or two are Tamidei Chachom already. I mean, I don't know if you know, no one does. The Ethiopians are not like the Southern blacks by in America. You know, Southern blacks, you mustn't say this.
Start with the stones.
Huh?
We started this off with the stones, so I think you're saying they use stones for hygienic purposes.
Oh, yes, I don't. The first problem that my son had with them was they were ruining the plumbing system in Netanya. They wouldn't use paper because, like the Gemara says, Dovah Shasholet Bo'or, you shouldn't use. Why do you use stones for? Very brilliant. Why would you use leaves? Leaves will encourage the growth of bacteria on there, molds on there, etc. So what's really safe to use? Something which you can burn. If you can't burn, then a bacteria can't eat it either. It has no energy source, so it won't support the growth of microorganisms. So they have that Kabbalah. The Gemara has that Kabbalah. You can't use Dovo Shasholet Bo'or. They don't know about hygienic paper and so on. So you shouldn't use leaves. What do you use then? You can't use vegetation. Vegetation shoulders below, right? So you have to use stones. But they would pick, the stones they used were tapered stones. They knew already what to do.
And they put
so that,
the
that,
yeah.
That, was a,
yeah,
that was one of his jobs. You know, try how hard it was to convince them there. So they were using stones and throwing them into the toilet. They're killing the plumbing system in Netanya. We had to convince them that our paper is not your paper.
So the two situations Rashbi's moded for.
I'm sorry?
The two situations where that Rashbi is moded, there is muksa, is one with stones. And what was the other?
So some stones, I want him.
Right.
We know in Be'er, Rav Shimon also moded. Well, else, the second thing was, muksa machmas cheson kis, one I described many times, right? Where Shoichet with his chalif, it's a beautiful knife, he spent all Thursday night sharpening it, and you decide you want to cut the chalif nice, thin slices, because lower calories you slice. You want to use his knife, you can't use it. Because he was maxi, you use it up, break your hands, you use my knife. What's the key? Key is either no utility or aksimidaiti. I was maxed, I don't want anyone to touch on Shabbos. Okay? So that's what Moses, that's what we're up to. Right? Boy, let's talk about Yochanan. How would Rav Shimon respond? Mind you, this, by the way, you should know this in Halacha. Whenever the Gemara kvetches around about one mandomar, focus on one mandomar. You know, it's called halacha kamosa. Whenever there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and you see, Mora's pushing up I want to understand better what Rav Shimon said. That's a big hint. Even though Gemara will not conclude, right, halacha ke. Nevertheless, the poskim will use this sequence of questions about Rav Shimon as a raya that the Gemara is leaning towards that. As part of the derech of horror.
Why will the Gemara not be posek? Why was the Gemara not posek at the end of the sugiyot?
Didn't Rav Yehuda, a nice fellow, sat up with him?
I mean, no, he's saying in general.
Sometimes,
in general, right?
Sometimes
he's saying in general. Why in Shas in general does the Gemara?
Sometimes the Gemara gives a conclusion. Why? Because the other side gives it. Otherwise, we told him. Remember, Eilu Veil Divel Kimchayim is a principle in most of Machlokes. You have Rav Yehuda with Rambam Paskins on Locha Jain Sichel Gufo. He passed like Rav Yehuda and the other part like the Rabbonim. Why? Gemara never came to a conclusion which way.
So for example, when the Rambam went through, aside from what the Rebbe just said about this Shita, yeah. What else is used to say what the halakha thing
was? So I gave a Hezbo, one when we were learning, if you remember, that the Rambam held that Sikresha, Dovashim Eskavim, Sikresha, cannot be differentiated from Locha Shein Tzichel Gufo. And since we paskin Sikresha like Rav Shimon, I mean, no, Rav Shimon, everybody, even Rav Shimon is mode that even the Rabbanan are mode that Psik Reisha, Rav Shimon, the Rabbanan are mode that what? The Psik Reisha, V'lo Yomus, Einem Eskav and Eschayev, he cannot see how he can be Matir, M'locha Shein Sich L'Gufo. I dig a Chofa Gumo, V'in Tzorach Ala Le'afro, is that not a Psik Reisha? It means he's not miscarving the Gumo. So why is he not miscarving the Gumo? But he's making a guma, whether he likes it or not. He knows he has to make a guma. That's that I've always used that as the machia. Why Raman machia? That machia, but other reason would be he want to be machia. I mean, remember, mi Moshe ad Moshe lo kom ke Moshe, but the Rambam was not Moshe Rabbeinu. So he wasn't the first. If you want to know why the Rambam is Machia, go back to the Gaonim, and you'll always find a Mokel in the Gaonim why the Rambam is Machia that way. He was also in the Shalshelus HaKabbalah. Okay? So here, Boimene, again, Sokrit Rabbi Yochanan, Chitin Shen Zoram Bekaka Ubeitzim Shetachas Hanagolis Mahu Ki Lesle Il Rabbi Shimon Mukzer Heichet Delo Dachye BeYodayim. We wasn't Akse Midaite. But here clearly, if he took the egg and put it under a chicken, it means he doesn't want to make it himself. Let's see if any people, I don't expect my father to tell me to know what this is. He won't make himself a goggle mogul. Okay, what's a goggle mogul? Anyone know? No one, a bunch of
goggle mogul.
Goyim here. Okay, a goggle mogul. That was a requirement for a chazan, right? And for anyone who has a sore throat. We couldn't eat it today. It's supposed to be against good health practice. It's raw eggs beaten up with sugar.
It's like Rocky.
Right.
It's like Rocky.
Huh?
Rocky?
It's a known...
It's a famous boxing movie called Rocky, and what he does is he takes raw eggs and raw eggs
with sugar.
So it's a known physical training method to build muscles.
Yeah, they do that too.
I don't know if that works, really.
It's a lot of protein.
Yeah, it's a lot of protein, yes. Psychological. Yeah.
Okay. But if you put it under the chicken, then you have to go ahead and make a goggle moggle with the chicken in there too. Right. No, is that not an aksemidaite? That's what he asked.
Sorry, Rabbi, could you just explain what do you mean by aksemidaite?
I decided I will not use this thing on Shabbos.
So the question is, will we assume if a guy puts an egg under a chicken, do we assume that he doesn't want to use it? That's the good word. Okay, fine. Okay.
Why? Well, he wants to hatch the egg. You cannot eat it and hatch it at the same time. You got to make up your mind. So you decided, I'm not going to use it on Shabbos. Right? Or, what's the question? Or what? What stops you from using on Shabbos? What if I change my mind? So the question is, akse midaiti, right? When there is what? An ability to reverse my opinion. That's what he's asking. Mele, a stone, as I told you, has no utility on Shabbos, right? Or the chesson kiss. What are we saying? Like the example I like to use of the Khalif of the Sheikhit, Jeshbo Chesson Kis. What am I saying? He will never change his mind. He's not insane. He's not a meshugana. He spent all Thursday night shopping that night because Sunday morning he has a shat shechti. So I have a kind of a birur, a badoas. He's not going to change his mind. But here, maybe not. Now take the first case though. Right, Zohar, he scattered some seeds on the ground. Right? Will he pick them up again? It's a little more far-fetched. Right? But nevertheless, what do you see from here? Akasha and Egli tell. What's my taina? If scattering on the ground is an act of zriya, then taking it up from the ground should be an act of Ktsira. If when I put it on the ground, it's already looked upon as attached to the ground. That's the principle that the Avital laid down. Then if I remove it from the ground, it should be Isa Malacha, not Isa Mukse. You follow? Or we can try to differentiate.
Right.
That maybe there's Isa Zriya, yes. But Isa Akira, Isa Harisha,
you need mamish for it to be in, right?
But, okay, but anyway, proper havana, you should attach that to that whole big machlokes of the Agnetal and the Rishash.
But if we say the person is putting it just for storage, and he knows that he's not going to leave it there for the time of Zriya, then it shouldn't be a. Not only is it not a aksemedaito, but also it shouldn't be chayav on zriya because he has kavanah that it's not going to take
no,
root.
No, that's where the psikresha. If this is an act of zriya, your kavanah that it's not an act of zriya doesn't undo it.
But if you know that it takes 3 days for zriya and you're going to take it out in one day.
Yes, yeah, so that was the chiddush like Vital. That the act of Zriya, remember I was masberit my way, no one gives he doesn't give a further hezba. He brings rayas from a Yerushalmi, if you remember, that it's so. But doesn't give a hezba why. I felt that he has a big strong taina. Why? You're looking for meleches machsheves in Hilchos Shabbos. To take something and put it in a place where it has the life potential which it didn't have before, is a meleches machsheves. When the seed was in my jar, it had no life potential. When I put it on the ground, it suddenly acquired a life potential. I felt that's a meleches machsheves. Okay? I tell you, in my mind, the dimyun was hotzor. What did I do? I took something out of my Rishus HaYochid and I walked out, stepped outside to Rishus HaRabim. What do I do? Where's my Mleches Tikkun? It's my Mleches Masheva. It's something can't. The moment I took it out of my private domain, where no one could have any contact with it, no one could talk to me about it, it's in my private house, not a right to go in and look at it even. And I take it out into the public domain, where now it's possible for people to see me with it, right? And or maybe an offer. How much they want to pay for it. So that's also Mleches Masheves. this thing, this was made for cornflakes or something, not for tea. Okay. Look at this world. Ki leslei l'Rabbi Shimon Mukse heicha delo dachye b'yadayim. Heicha de dachye b'yadayim isli Mukse. Yeah, he was akse midaiti, dachye b'yadayim. O dilma loshna. I mean loshna, how do you know? But in that final stage, it still has a potential.
Change his mind.
And therefore, Rav Shimon doesn't hold mukses as long as there is a potential for utility on Shabbos, for utilization on Shabbos, he's not called maksimi daiti. That's the nice shayla. Or wait, or better meaning, ask of 100 people, ask 100 people, what do you think this fellow is going to do with that egg they just put under the chicken? Will he eat it this Shabbos or not? Right. Chances are 100 people will answer no, he won't eat on Shabbos. Or do you say no? There'll be some people who have a little more thoughtful who say, well, if he happens to get a sore throat and he needs a goggle muggle, right, he'll go and take it and use it on Shabbos too. Amalei. Here you get a straight answer. Ein mukzer Rab Shimon el Shemen Shebener. The only mukzer that Rab Shimon will agree to of akse midaite is the oil I put in to a candle, to a menorah, and I lit it. So where, how can you use the oil there? Isa kibui. Remember we had before already. What are we talking about? The oil that drips out from it while it is a little leak. And some oil dripping up. Man, we had the shayla. Can you put a kli under it? Mevata kli meyachono, right? That oil dripping out, is it mukse or not? So Rav Shimon says, while it's burning, yes, it's mukse. While it's burning, since there was an isa kibui, he certainly didn't intend to use that oil for his salad. Therefore, if it happens to start leaking, right? No, he can't use that oil while it is burning. Once the light goes off, I can use the oil from inside also. Why? He says, again, a mukso elo shemene, why? Vishoshu dolek, why? Hoel vuhukso limitsvoso, right? Hukso liisuro. That language is stilted. It's not clear. What it means, the way most Achayim Rambam shot here, is meaning if there are two things involved. One, I was maksa for a mitzvah. I lit the candle for Shabbos. In addition, I knew I couldn't use the oil while it's lit because of isa kibui. So certainly I put it out of my mind. Therefore, vaday was akse midaiti for how long? While both are there. While the mitzvah is there and the isur is there. But the moment the isur disappears because the candle went out, the wick went out, then it's mutter to use.
So that means if you just have a stam torch, not your halachot narrowed candles at all, not your narrowed candles at all for Shabbat, just a stam torch according to the Rashbi, you'd be allowed to use the oil then. That's not the two candles that you light for Shabbat, right? And I just have an extra candle in my bedroom so I can find my shoes on Shabbat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that candle, which is not being lit, lemitzvah, it's not being lit, l'shem Shabbat.
Right.
According to Rashbi, it's mutter l'gamrei to use the oil even when it's dolek.
No, I always say, he doesn't deny isa kibui. Hamastapek ben Hashemen is isa kibui. Has to be only oil that leaks out of it.
He had
to avoid the isur.
Right.
But if it were what? Huxa limits vasa alone, that's not called huxa. has to be two aspects to it. So he more asks, really? The less they hook the mitzvah, not enough to be there is makseh for mitzvah alone. Is that also something I was makseh this for mitzvah, right? Doesn't this mean that I was akseh midaite, meaning I gave up the thought of making it into some utility for some utility on Shabbos? Why? Well, Sanya, we learned. I went to Nabraise. Sichacho kilchoso. We're talking about sukkahs now. He made us regular sukkah, kosher sukkah with schach. That's what sichacho, right? The itro, bikorim, misdinim, mitsuyorim, right? And he put on tapestry on the walls. Edus HaMizrach, right, where Kvod HaMitzvah is usually displayed by tapestry, right? In the shuls, in the sukkah, right, that's what social moray, right, more than elsewhere. I think India, colorful carpets, walls also covered. I remember I was in the Sinai Desert, then we were doing the bacteriological study, and there the thermophiles of the Sinai Desert there, and we were invited into the tent of a sheikh. We, meaning there was two people from the U.S. Department, United Department of Health, on the project, myself, and four soldiers, right, who were basically guarding us, I guess. And that was the nice days in 1971, when the Chitaschem. When the Arabs were afraid of us, they had their chayos for us. So we came to an area, and the sheikh sent out a messenger to invite us to his tent. He came to his tent, the filthiest, ugliest thing you can imagine. Goat skin. Someone could live in there. And suddenly you open the door and you go in. And you see Malchus, the roof tapestry, the walls tapestry, where gold and silver around Mibachutz, this is Al Tiruni Shenish Chachores Shesh Zofasli Hashomesh. Don't judge me from my external appearance. External appearance is Shesh Zofasli Hashomesh. No. Inside you saw Malchus, right? Yeah. And that's how you make a sukkah, right? The mitzvah to be mechabed, the mitzvah, right? This was a keli ve'anvehu, right? Therefore, he puts up there all kinds of fancy shtick, right? Sadina mitzuyorin, both komim and sadina mitzuyorin, they both refer to textiles, tapestry, right? V'tolabo, like we do, egozim, a pasikin, shkedim, rimonim, a pachli shalanovim, itoro shal shibulin, yenos ushimomim, usiltos, right? Why he goes into all this nice detail, what people hang up in a sukkah. Because of this Gemara, it's our minug to try to cover every one of these minim in the sukkah. Right? We hang up a little jar of almonds. Well, the amen is not for the Shiva Minim. Everybody knows about Shiva Minim, that Shabbat Eretz Yisrael. But no, but this book only tells you put Shkedim and you put Yenos, right? And you put Shmonim, right? Shmonim, okay, use olive oil. But we have little jars of wine also hang up in this. Obviously, that was Minig Yisrael, right? Also, let's topic mehem amatzor yontav achon. No, then you decide a bunch of grapes hanging. It's always a big shailin. What are you, what's going to be? You leave them there for 8 days. They won't be edible after that. So just spoil over there. So you decide after the second day to take the grapes off, put other grapes, fresher grapes. Right? No, you can't do that. Why? He was axil mitzvoso. Lib hisna lehem. However, if he said clearly, I'm putting this stuff up until first day Chol HaMoed, after which I'm not maxed to my sukkah, fine, I call the feet today. You can do that. L'chatchila, you make it today. Why? Because the issue is what I did. There's no isur involved here. It's pure akse midaite, huksel limitzvoso, right? Then I call the feet to know. So what is, what's the kashya? You say Rav Shimon only requires when it's lisuro and limitzvoso. Here it's only limitzvoso, right? Who said Rav Shimon said this thing? We'd see Rav Shimon's name. We might Rav Shimon he. Why did you assume that this is Rav Shimon? Oh yeah, why? You turn Rav Chir by Yosef, come here Rav Yochanan. Right? Ein notlin. Eitzim min asukia b'yom tov, ele min asomach lo. You can't take any eitzim from the sukkah, meaning that's part of the sukkah wall. But what somach lo, which wasn't used in the binyan, that's okay. But Rav Shimon matir, right? I should translate that better for you. A note eitzim in a sukkah be yom tov, right? Even if the sukkah collapsed, the eitzim already were hooked to the mitzvah, so you can't use it. Elam in a samachlo. But if there was wood which you only prepared to use for the sukkah, to add to it, and you didn't use it, it was only what? As there's only zimun, right? The azmene, he is desir, that's not called yet huksel mitzvosa, right? There, v'rab shimon matir, he said, v'shovim b'sukkas achag b'chag, shi asura. And they agreed that sukkas achag, an yontif, sukkis is also. Where is what? Plain yomtiv, atzeres there, but where the there's no mitzvah in the sukkah. But what then? You made yourself a little sukkah because the weather is fine, you want to eat outside. But if it's a sukkah's mitzvah, then Rab Shimon also holds the sosu. Right? Rab Shimon is moda. No, therefore, what do you have from here? That's why I assume that the Gemara before, the Braisa before that spoke about hanging up the stuff with the sukkah and so on, it must be Rav Shimon too, because of the smichus and also the language. Then hisno lea kolifik tano mesam is the one Braisa. It broke apart into two pieces. Therefore, I assume it's the same authorship, the same Rav Shimon. That was the question. Why do you assume Rav Shimon is involved there? The answer is because he's involved in the other Braisa. I assume he's involved in this Braisa too. Right? And for the Gemara, you're quite right. Rab Shimon will also hold that it's also. But it is Ke'ein Shemen Shebener B'shoshu Dolik Hol V'huksel Mitzvoso Huksel Yisuro. Here, how to learn Pshat is not so easy. Here's the simplest way to learn Pshat. Rabbi Shimon held that once you went ahead and you were mechaber, you attached all the stuff to the sukkah, right? Then it became part of the binyan. So that there is a huxali surah also. Therefore, I have here the double. Huxal mitzvah, huxali surah. It's a good taina. The fact that I went ahead and I put up tapestry on the wall, and I can remove that tapestry from the wall. Nevertheless, when I put it up, I was mitzaref it to the wall, I miyachet it to the wall. So it's not a mobile thing I can put it on. It's not something standing on a table. It was attached to the sukkah.
So what's the isser?
Huh?
So what's the isser then?
I'm sorry?
What's the isser then? I take it down.
Sosa.
So what's that? It's not muksa.
Huh?
It's not muksa. It's one of the avos. It's not muksa. It's one of the avos.
Nobody. No. Why? That's not such a double push. There. If I go ahead and I build a wall and then I attach to the wall wallpaper, I can remove the wallpaper from the wall on Shabbos because it's not really necessary construction. That's
same as Shabbos.
Look how Rashi tries.
But similar sukkah. Like sukkah, you want to equate the whole taking something which you put in the sukkah, equating it with the shemen in there. So they're both the mitzvot, and the question is if they both the isur. You know what the isur is with Shabbat, which is Rashi was the isur when it comes to taking something after the sukkah. So you also say it's so too.
Look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't seem to reach the same conclusion the Gemara does. The Gemara wants to do is reaffirm that Rav Shimon only asked when it's double, Isu and Huxel Bidaiti, Huxel Mitzvoso, right? So he says, Kein Shemen Karmina, Lo Mishum Isu, Ela Mishum Mitzvah. What does that mean? But look what he said, but the whole, the Huxel Mitzvoso, the Shabbos, Huxel Acholzaman Isu, though. The Holzman Isud Lekoso, Velo Yosef, a Mitzvoso, Ela Beshaz Lekoso, Mishakovo, Abo Mitzvah, Abo Besuke, Achag, Mitzvoso, Kol Shiva, Vaksosa, Kolzman Mitzvoso. What's he saying? He's kind of contradicting himself. He says, by Shabbos, he told him, I'm Maxa it for the Mitzvah of Shabbos, for that Lokhane Shabbos, and Kolzman Isud Lekoso, Velo Yosef. Well, fine. But during that period of time, it's also for two reasons, Huxel Mitzvoso and Huxel Machzi Suro. Therefore, by Sukkah, the Haktzor was for the whole 8 days. But therefore, what? Am I answering that he doesn't require Huxel Isuro? That Rashi leaves out. He has by Shabbos, there were two things, though. During the time it was burning, there was an iso kibuy on it. At the same time, I was maktzil limitzvoso. I lit it for the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Shabbos. Therefore, there were two things. And he says, Kain is similar, but by the sukkah, there's only one thing then. The sukkah is achag mitzvoso kol shiva, akso kol zman mitzvoso. What does it mean? And there's no iso, then He has harotep from the previous statement. We said Rav Shimon only is matir when there's a double isur and haktzor lemitzvah, right? So the way to learn pshat here is what the Bible says is clear. Ela kein shemesh abener shoshu dola hold the huxel mitzvoso huxel isura. There are two muxes here. But what about the sukkah? So Rashi finishes off, but by sukkah, Gemara doesn't finish off, but by sukkah what? Well, hold it a minute. But the Gemara comes in and interrupts the discussion. Amar Rabbi Yude, Amar Shmuel, cut out the sfeikos. I repeat, ein muksel Rav Shimon ela groz smukabulvad. What we added, what we add there. Okay? Here you got to see what all the Rishonim say. Goes with tzvukim, raisins, and dry figs. Go with the figs, tzvukim, and raisins. Here you got to accept the culinary fact, the dietary fact, that a grape is delicious, right? A fig is delicious, a dried grape is a raisin, is delicious, a dried fig is delicious, a semi-dried raisin, a semi-dried fig is not edible.
It's not edible?
Not. No one would eat it.
In the transition period.
That's called, that's why, Elo, why? Stop and think. You ever buy grapes and they hung around a little too long and now they are what? Soft, right? Not moldy, they're soft, right? Discolored, would you eat it? And those you throw away. There's Isa Borer on Shabbos and that, right? That's the problem. That's how he has here. The semi-dried. Yeah.
Hi,
Ellie. Yeah.
A little bit of bad news. I don't know.
Remember, Rashul have a Max Elephant passed away a few hours ago. You know, so. That's I bought all the watches for our Hassanim from him. I don't know if it's still that way, fellas, that a girl gets an engagement ring and a husband gets a watch. It's still
halach
l'moshe misinai.
Something like
yeah,
that.
No,
so
didn't work out.
My
it's a cause for divorce.
My wife said that she would prefer to get me something else. So I didn't complain. I already had a watch.
Once upon a time, a watch was a big business. Nowadays, they say watches are going out of business. Everybody has a cell phone, and they want to know what time it is. They look at their wrist. They look at the cell phone. Yeah.
Cell phone is mukts on Shabbos.
Not during the week, it has GPS time.
My shvez atzal bought me a watch. I've been wearing it. Has still a wind-up watch. It doesn't keep time so well. It costs a fortune. And it's also a gold watch. And the name, maybe people never heard of it, but they say still around someplace. Jules Jurgensen, I remember. Jules Jurgensen.
I read somewhere in a biography book that that the Rebbe Shver never wore a watch.
Yeah.
He did everything just on knowing the time.
No, nonsense. Didn't wear a watch. Shver was very sensitive to things on his body, things on his skin. He couldn't stand the watch on his hand. Yeah. After he had his pacemaker put in, he couldn't stand the Alba Campos. His undershirt, Alba Campos would lean over and found it. That's when he began to wear the tzitzis out on top of the shirt. All the years, early years, he wore his tzitzis inside, tzitzis tucked in, not visible. But people knew him later in life and say, oh no, he wore stitches out. Yeah, that's because he very, very sensitive. His skin would irritate right away, blister. Had that.
Did he have a pocket watch?
Yeah, sure.
The way they tell him the story,
sure.
He went to sleep at whatever time.
Yeah,
he knew exactly
yeah,
when he wanted
sure,
to wake up.
Had an old-fashioned tzibbelit. Called a tzibbelit, an onion. big watch, but it had a very, very nice thing. It had a cover. Not the glass. It was a cover over it.
Push the button.
And when my children would be sick in bed, he would come to visit and give them the watch to play with. And you snap it, the cover opens. He put it on. Yeah, that was. Big yichus video from it. The Exeter's watch, just click it up. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, a muksel Rav Shimon, ella goes it smukim buvad.
So how does the semi-dry thing play into the Gemara?
Huh?
How does the semi-dry thing, meaning semi-dry grape, semi-dry fig, so therefore because you wouldn't eat it, therefore it's tamusa?
That's how we still do it today. We don't have a heksher on raisins because everybody still uses the old-fashioned method with some shtick. Yeah, people don't understand it, but some fancy shtick they do today. But it doesn't affect the kashas. There's a problem with drying of grapes. Kodesh Bohu made the grapes, they shouldn't dry. A grape that dries dies. Right? I made the grapes to stay alive. So a grape has a skin. That skin has a waxy substance in it that prevents the moisture from coming out. In order to make raisins, you can put the raisins out in the sunlight, and it take a week's time or so to dry. To make it faster, they dip the raisins in a mixture, basically of soap. That takes off the cuticle, takes off the waxy coat, then it dries faster. And no one worries about the kashas, because since it's really a soap, it's any oil achila, so don't worry about whether they use it. It's a mixture of oil and sodium hydroxide, which becomes a soap. That's how you cook, that's how you make soap, by cooking it with lye, with sodium hydroxide. So by mixing an oil and soap, and in the hot sun, oil and caustic soda, it actually becomes a soap, dissolves the cuticle, and the raisins dry much, much faster that way. Yeah. But that's true. So that's to see. Imagine a grape that's half dried. Nishtahi, nishtahe, right? Therefore, it's not royal achila. So therefore, when I put it up on the roof, I knew very well it wouldn't dry in time for me to eat on Shabbos. It'd take 2 days, 3 days. Therefore, I was maximidaiti. Okay. But it seems to be not for all fruits. I tough to think. What are the things we eat dried? So remember, halacha has to have a mitzius associated with it to be able to pass the shayla properly. And all the tumult that's going on now with the brain death. Are you people going on the email and see the wonderful stuff? Yes, they had my article on there. There's a symposium going on. You've been following it at all?
It's a three-day thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not here, is it?
Yeah.
It's not happening here. It's happening somewhere else, I thought.
No. It's not happening any place.
On the web.
It's all by communication.
Right.
Yeah. You see what kind of nonsense is written because they don't know the mitzius. Halacha requires the mitzius. Some idiot wrote in the Jewish press basically criticizing me. Well, I've been saying if people don't understand the mitzvahs, that's why they're making a mistake. It says, does anyone think that a posek bezman hazeh would paskan a shayla without knowing the mitzvahs? I didn't want to answer it because I says that's the definition of a posek nowadays. He doesn't know the mitzvahs and he paskans. I mean, you tell me, you know what kind of shyness I get Hilchus Nida with? 10, 15 poskim, paskin the child already. And the poor woman couldn't get to the mikveh. Yeah. Everybody's paskin's child. When the Vilna Gaon made a quote, today it's apokosis to say it. You can leave it. Yeah. If you're not familiar with the secular knowledge, you'll be 100 times less familiar with the halacha. The Nitziv puts it in the menorah. He says the 6 kanei menorah represent all of human knowledge. The 7th one is Torah. If you don't know the 6, you can't know the Torah. It was written by the PR office of Yeshiva University. You can't say that anymore nowadays. Why? Hafochbo, hafochbo, the kulabo. It's all in the Torah. You don't have to know anything else. Kind of stupid nonsense.
So, Chol Rav, doesn't the Chazon Ish say that?
Huh?
Chol Rav, wasn't the Chazon Ish's whole derech? The Chazon Ish made that famous, the whole notion of... The whole, whole famous thing with the whole brain surgery thing, you part of the story.
All,
and he said the whole Akoba, fuck, it's all there, if you know what the brain surgery also. It seems to be rooted in some people actually say it's not just...
That's said only by people who had brain surgery. Nonsense. You can't do that, because God gave us a world, right? And gave halacha for this world. You have to understand, no mitzvah to paskin. Say you don't know. We had in Maseches Nida, right? Omar Rav Zeira. Tivo de Bovil lo yadana. Right? Remember? I don't know the science of Bovil. So therefore, I give up paskin shailis and dam
maris. Yeah.
Maris. I have about the Kulabo. It's all Rav Zeira knew more what's Kulabo than we know now today. Yeah, okay.